For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saying Russia has violated the agreement for years, President Donald Trump vows to pull out of the landmark intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty with Russia that was signed in 1987 by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev.
So we have a tremendous amount of money to play with on our military, $700 billion plus $716 billion. So Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons.
After years of denials, Russia recently acknowledged the existence of a new missile system, and China is not bound by the INF Treaty, putting the U.S. at a disadvantage. U.S. allies agree Russia is likely in violation of the treaty. 30 people were injured when the floor of an apartment clubhouse collapsed during a party in Clemson. There were no life-threatening injuries reported, and President Trump says he needs to learn more about the killing of a Saudi journalist and will be working with Congress on the U.S. response. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now from Clemson Police Chief Jimmy Dixon on the floor collapse of an apartment complex in South Carolina, where partygoers were celebrating Clemson's win over North Carolina State.
Anytime that you've got people that are trying to have a good time, anytime that you've got people that are there trying to enjoy themselves, and then the next thing you know, a floor collapses, you can take it from there.
He says it could have been a lot worse. The apartment building is about 3 miles from Clemson University. A Georgia police officer is dead, shot, and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle in Gwinnett County.
The officers got out of their patrol cars and approached the suspect vehicle, and before they could even get to the vehicle, the shots rang out.
Sergeant Jake Smith says one of the two suspects is in custody. Officer Antoine Tony was just a week away from celebrating his third year on the force. Another huge lottery continues to grow. Powerball's jackpot is now approaching $500 million, while Mega Millions Tuesday jackpot is expected to be around $1.6 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Another Make America Great Again rally, this time in Nevada. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad. How do you lose an election with that stat, right?
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! USA! USA!
Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News Sunday the U.S. cannot continue to do business with the Saudi crown prince.
I think he's going to have to be replaced, frankly, but I think that sanctions don't go far enough. I think we need to look at the arms sale, because this is not just about this journalist being killed. It's about the war in Yemen, where tens of thousands of civilians are being killed. It's about them spreading hatred of Christians and Jews and Hindus throughout the world.
President Trump not willing to give up the arms sales to Saudi Arabia, citing the economic and jobs benefits of the $110 billion investment. For USA Radio News.